All right.
Yes. Good morning. My name is Brother Shannon Tenney, and I am with Gideon's International, serving the Rockford area, including Boone County, Winnebago County. And I am a sinner saved by grace. The only good in me is Christ within me. Jesus died so that you may live. Without Jesus, we are all hopelessly lost. Did you see us at the Boone County Fair, at the Winnebago County Fair this year? We were out there. We saw God at work. He is mightily at work. And we were so blessed to see his work this year. And we do so at all of our local fairs and festivals. It is God that's doing all this mighty work. What did you do to my son? A Gideon was asked that question at the McHenry County Fair. A young boy had just prayed and received Christ. That Gideon had given him a pocket Bible and had come and had asked him to go read the last two pages and come back to explain what it meant to him. Well, that boy did return. And after discussing with the Gideon, he did pray to receive Christ as a Savior. A few minutes later, that boy's father came back with the rest of the family, and he asked that Gideon, "What did you do to my son?" Well, just as with the son, the Gideon reached his hand out to offer the Gideon Testament to the dad, and after some wrestling with the dad, wrestling, the Gideon said, "Well, if you really want this, well, then take it. What's the matter? Don't you want it?" Well, that dad reached out both hands and he ripped it out of the Gideon's hand. And the Gideon then proceeded to explain, just as he had to his son, the gospel message. He asked him to read the last two pages and explain to him what it meant to come to Christ. And he did. As a matter of fact, that Gideon went through that same routine with the dad, with the mom, and with all four siblings, and all of them came to Christ that day. We praise the Lord for Gideons who serve at county fairs and really take the time to explain the gospel message to those that they encounter. The Boone County Fair this year, we were so blessed to be able to hand out over 2,800 testaments to those just walking by. And we saw 14 saved this year. And you know what? There was no wrestling. We didn't have to wrestle any of them, but we saw the Lord at work. And at Kirkland on the 4th of July festival, we gave over 1,400 testaments there, and we saw three saved. So Joe Guth, as Pastor Jackie has said, is one of our dear local Gideons. And he witnessed what the Lord did at Kirkland this year. And so Joe has come today to share exactly what the Lord did. And Brother Joe, please come on up and share.
Hi, I'm Joe. I joined the Gideons about 2 years, 2.5 years ago.
That's right.
I'm just going to start from the beginning. That way we can get everything all included because I've only got a few minutes, I've been told. I'll tell you this. First of all, I got saved back in 1979. But my relationship with Christ wasn't what it should have been. I didn't have anyone to mentor me or disciple me. I had a wonderful small church, but the pastor was overwhelmed, and I was young and dumb, and I had all my friends. So anyway, long story short, after I got saved, I kind of walked my own way for a while, and the Lord got a hold of me in a really crazy way. I had a very spiritual crisis. And at the time, I was working for ComEd, and I was in training in Braidwood. where the nuclear plant is. But while I was there, the Lord was really working on me. And what was really cool was the hotel I was staying in had a Gideon's Bible. Now, when I look back at that, I'm like, I am so thankful that Bible was there, because during that spiritual crisis in my life, I was reading that Bible probably four nights a week while I was there. And eventually I bought my own Bible and I didn't have to use it anymore. But it was nice. In fact, I check every time I go to a hotel to see if there's a Gideon Bible in the drawer next to the bed. So anyway, that was my first experience with the Gideons. And then I'm going to jump forward way ahead now. Let's see. Again, about 2.5 years ago, I've been wanting to be a Gideon for a while. I'd go out to the Hickok Fair, and I'd see him handing out Bibles. I knew a friend who was part of the group at the time, not Shannon, but another gentleman. And I just loved the idea of handing out Bibles, because that's really a non-confrontational way of sharing Jesus with people without having to know everything about the Bible. You say, here's God's word. Here, let's go back and look at these last two pages, and they're very helpful in understanding how to have a relationship with Christ. I really love that. I mean, I'm an apologist. If you know what that means, I'm the guy who invites certain people in who come to your door, and I'll talk to them about Jesus. But this is the non-confrontational way of doing it. And so anyway, Shannon comes to my door one day, and he's just doing his neighborhood walk. And when I found out he was a Gideon, I said, I've been wanting to join the Gideons. But it was really funny because my next door neighbor had just chewed him out for coming to visit him. And then he comes to my house and I'm praying for him, which was really hilarious because he went from hell to heaven in 30 feet.
That's true.
So anyway, I became a Gideon, and I've got a Kirkland story to tell you, and it really starts about a year ago. And the reason I say that, actually starts longer than that, but I'm going to go back a year because I don't want to wear you people out. My wife got sick, and she passed away December 30th. And I've been going through a very difficult time this year. In fact, our anniversary was on Friday. And anyway, my wife was a great Proverbs 31 woman.
Amen.
Not exaggerating a bit. So anyway, we're down at Kirkland, and I came in on day three, I think it was, of the 4 days that they were there. While I was sitting there, this young lady across from me, who had been there all week, by the way, comes up and says, can you tell me about Jesus? I'm like, this don't happen very often. And I have to be honest, before I came to Kirkland, I had called a friend of mine, and maybe some of you know him, Dr. Jacob Corrado. I called Dr. Jacob and said, hey, Jacob, just not feeling it today. I'm telling you what I'm doing. And he prayed for a divine meeting. Well, this girl comes up to me and says, will you tell me about Jesus? I said, well, what do you want to know? So anyway, long story short, I invited her in to our little area. And I sat down and she stood up. And I explained what it meant to know Jesus and to get your sins forgiven and to have a relationship with him and so on. And so she said, okay, I want to do this. So we prayed together. She accepted Jesus. She repented of her sins. And then I found out that she's from Rockford. Well, I'm from Rockford. She's from Rockford. And we're in Kirkland. How does that happen? Okay?
God.
Well, as we were talking, I don't know how it came up, but found out that her mother worked for the Salvation Army. Out of Cherryvale Mall. Actually, she worked at a number of the stores, but my wife worked at the Salvation Army for 7 years at Cherryvale. She was the shoe lady, in case any of you ever bought shoes there. But anyway, turns out that my wife used to call this girl's mother up and say, hey, I've got new shoes in, brand new ones. Do your kids need any? And so she would get those shoes for my wife would get these shoes special for her kids. And this young lady, her name was Kendra, was the daughter of one of these people. Well, here's another crazy thing. Come to find out, I had met these people before. I actually had given them a snowblower that needed repair that I wasn't mechanically inclined. So I gave the snowblower to him, and he had it fixed in 10 minutes, but I gave it to him, and now he had a snowblower. So here, I know this family. My wife knows this family. My wife worked with them. We're 30 miles from home, and I'm telling this girl about Jesus. So anyway, it was God's providence and my involvement with the Gideons that allowed me to share Christ with this girl, lead her to the Lord, and it was just a wonderful time. But I got to tell you that if it wasn't for my involvement with the Gideons and my wife's involvement in Salvation Army, we'd have never met. And this girl, I mean, she probably would have found Christ another way, but it was an honor to be able to lead her to the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. So, the gospel, it's so powerful. Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. This is likely the best and most known quote of a statement made by Francis of Assisi. If the Lord does allow this morning, I am going to preach the gospel, and I'm going to use his word to do it. So the gospel message can be summarized in five truths. Number one, God loves you. Number two, every one of us is a sinner. Number three, God's remedy for sin is Jesus Christ. Number four, you need to respond to the good news. And number five, you need to receive Christ as your Savior. So number one, God loves you. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8, but God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God loves you. Well, wait a minute, I'm a sinner and I've done awful things. Right, God loves you. I don't deserve to be loved by God. Right, neither do I. God loves you. Have you read Romans 8 lately? Let me read verses 38, 39 of Romans chapter 8. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. God loves you. Truth number two, all of us are sinners. Romans 3:10, as it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So what are sins? What are sins? Rebelliousness toward God. And what specific examples of sin are there? There are many, many, many scripture verses, but we're going to read this morning from 1 Corinthians 6:9 through 11. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And each were some of you. You. All are sinners. All. Truth number three. God's remedy for your sin is Jesus Christ. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4. For I delivered to you as first importance that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God, not by works, lest anyone should boast or brag. So do you see the pattern here? Jesus defeated death so that we can defeat death. 1 Corinthians 15:55-57. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's remedy for our sin. So do we earn salvation? No. No, we don't. Remember all those awful sins I just listed in the scriptures? We've earned death. We've earned death because of those, our sins. However, Jesus, the friend of sinners, he has paid for every sin, every single one. And he is ready to forgive you of your sins and me of my sins. He is Lord and Savior of the world. Jesus, who healed the sick and he comforted the poor, he is my Savior. He is your Savior. He is worthy of all our praise and gratitude. Thank you, Jesus, thank you. God's remedy for your sin is Jesus Christ. Truth number 4, your response to the good news. Romans 10:9, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Revelation 3:20, Jesus is speaking here. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will eat with him and he with me. After hearing the good news, the gospel, we are to confess our sins and believe that Jesus is Lord. We are to listen to the word of God and open the door of our heart to our Savior, Jesus Christ. So truth number 5, receive Christ as our Savior. We need to do that. Mark 1:15, and saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom is at hand, repent and believe in the gospel. And then John 1:12, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So let me ask you, are you a sinner? I am. I am. Do you want forgiveness for your sins? I do. I do. Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for you and rose again? I do. I believe that. Do you believe and are you willing to surrender your life to Jesus Christ and follow him? I am. I'm ready and willing to do that. Are you ready to invite Jesus into your life and into your heart? Please bow with me. If you are ready to invite Jesus into your life and into your heart, repeat this sincere prayer with me, silently or out loud. Dear God, I admit to you from my heart I am a sinner. And I ask for your forgiveness. I believe that your son Jesus took the punishment I deserve by shedding his blood on the cross. He gave his life as a full payment for all my sins and rose again from the dead. Thank you for changing my heart. I now confess and turn from my sins and receive your son Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I pray this in the name of my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have received Jesus as your Savior today, I don't want you to raise your hand, but I want you to know that the angels in heaven are lifting their voices in joyful celebration for you. You've come to Christ today. Praise God. So tell someone today, tell someone, and tell them that Jesus is your Savior. In Mark 16:15, Jesus has commanded us to share the good news. We just can't help but share it. And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. This is what Gideons are doing right here in Rockford and all around the world. Praise God. Please forgive me, God. Sometimes I fall short. I'm now going to share a tragic Gideon's testimony with you. A Gideon traveling home from a Bible distribution stopped at a restaurant for dinner. While he was being served, the waiter shared with him that he was in a very difficult place in his life and he didn't know what to do. He felt the Holy Spirit urging him to give the waiter a pocket Bible and pray with him. But he left the restaurant without giving him a testimony. And all the way home, he felt the Holy Spirit urging him to turn around, go back. He did stop by the next afternoon and asked the manager if the waiter was working that evening. The manager stopped and he went flush. And he told the Gideon that that waiter had taken his own life the night before. Gideons are business and professional men whose sole purpose is to reach men and women, boys and girls, with the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ by giving and sharing God's holy word. We carry out scripture distributions, and we're just such a joy to do this at all these wonderful fairs and festivals, jails, prisons, church-sponsored community events, such as food drives. We're doing that now. But most famously, as Joe was just talking about, you may recognize us for those Gideon placed Bibles. We began placing Bibles in hotels in 1908. Some people think that's kind of why we look so old, you know. I'm one of them. People sometimes ask me, do any others than Christians read those Bibles? Well, to answer that question, yes, they do. And I'm going to tell you about one remarkable event. Herbert Opalik was the rabbi of rabbis with 3 earned PhDs. He was on the faculty of the Harvard Divinity School and dean of the largest rabbinical school in Brooklyn, New York. As a child, he had shown a talent for languages, and by the time he was only 13 years old, he had memorized the Torah in the original Hebrew language. Isn't that amazing? 13. In earning his degrees, he also became fluent in Latin, Greek, and Aramaic. He had studied the New Testament in the original languages so that in his words, he might know my enemy. Not exactly someone you would put on the top 10 list of someone most likely to accept Christ as their Savior. But God had other plans for Rabbi Opalik. He was in Boston on a fundraising trip for the rabbinical school when Delta Airlines lost his luggage. He was sitting in his hotel room, bored and frustrated, when he began pulling open drawers for something to read. And guess what he found? He found that Gideon Bible placed by the Gideons. He said, I knew it had to be there, I knew it. But I thought, well, why not? You know, this time he started the book of John. And we reached the 3rd chapter in which Jesus encounters Rabbi Nicodemus. He read the following words: unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And unless a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Something remarkable began to happen. My eyes began to tear up. My whole body began to shake. My mind was racing frantically back and forth. I didn't know what was happening. Today, I believe that for the first time in my life, I encountered the Holy Spirit. I got down on my knees and invited Jesus into my heart. I spent the rest of the night comparing the Old Testament prophecies of the Messiah with their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Rabbi Opalik became Reverend Herbert Opalik, and he served in Merced, California, at a Christian rescue mission until the Lord took him home a few years ago. Yes, people other than Christians do read those Bibles placed by the Gideons. Herb's testimony is just one of many that Gideon's International has received. As Gideons, we are often blessed to hear personally when someone comes to Christ, but often, we just hear of those testimonies later on. We'll hear all about it in heaven someday. But the Lord is at work. It's Him. He's doing all this work. Did you know the Gideon Ministry was founded in 1899? Again, look at me. We've been around a long time. A long time. And you know where it was founded? Janesville, Wisconsin. Isn't that great? We are members of local evangelical and Protestant churches, just like Faith Wesleyan Church. We're so thankful. Did you know the Gideons are organized in almost 200 nations? There are Gideon Nationals in countries like India, Congo, Egypt, Ireland, Israel, Chile, Russia, and Ukraine. Please, please pray for the people of Israel and Ukraine. Let me be very clear here. A Gideon who lives in Shannon, Ireland, serves the Lord in the Gideon ministry exactly the same way as Joe and I do right here in the Rockford area. They just happen to speak a much cooler version of English. I think they're the coolest. Don't you guys love their accent in Ireland? Anyways, it's the very same ministry all around the world, everywhere. So aside from the language we speak, the ministry is the same in all 200 nations. In February 22, I was blessed to participate in the Mexico Gideon Scripture Blitz. Mi español es muy, muy malo. My Spanish is awful. It's terrible. 10 of us did pay our way to assist local Gideons and auxiliary of Mexico to distribute over 603,000 testaments in 1 week down there in Mexico City. Every penny given to the Gideon ministry is used to purchase, ship, and store scriptures. We Gideons receive no compensation, but we count it a privilege to donate our time, talent, and treasure to the Lord through this ministry, distributing God's word. So speaking of every penny, I want to pause here and I want to praise God and give Him thanks for this church and really for your instilling in your precious children the importance of giving to the Lord through this. Did you know that $130.70 were all in here? That's 77 testaments. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. And we just really thank the Lord for our partnership with you all here. So I'm going to move ahead because I've talked too long. God's word does change lives. People are coming to saving faith in Christ Jesus as they read His holy word. Everything we do is for the glory of God, every drip of it. And we are a couples ministry. This may offend some of you, but behind every good man is a better woman and often a surprised mother-in-law. Our ladies' auxiliary is truly our secret weapon. Our ministry is most effective when our ladies are with us. Pastor Jackie, you just mentioned, I think somebody did, maybe it was Pastor Jim, Proverbs 31 from verse 10. Treasures in the Lord, our ladies. Through God's grace and for His glory alone, the Gideon's International has distributed over 2.6 billion Bibles and New Testaments throughout the world. And right now, billions more need God's holy word. Millions right here in the United States do not know Jesus as their Savior. To reach them, your Help is needed, and starting with prayer, please first pray for a steady flow of funds so that we can continue to purchase scriptures for all those precious ones all around the world. Number two, please, please pray for more Gideons and their wives to join the ministry with us. The laborers are few. You know, we know that. You know, the harvest is plenty. So we are praying for more to come and join us. Finally, pray adults and precious children who receive God's word will not only open the word and read, but they'll open their hearts to Christ Jesus. Please pray for that. So, Pastor Jackie, we thank the Lord for you. We are so grateful for you and Brother Jim and for Faith Wesleyan Church. You guys have been such wonderful. We treasure our pastors. You truly are worthy of double honor, you who labor in preaching and teaching. And it has been a true privilege, our privilege, to participate in your worship service today. Jesus is our eternal friend, friend of sinners, just like me. Saved by the blood of the Lamb. We are your friends. We are. As we strive together side by side for the faith of the gospel, please take time to meet Brother Joe and me, Shannon, here in the lobby after the service. We thank you, and may God bless you. Praise God.